You know, tonight I was doing what I normally do. I sit down and I read the newspaper articles on the internet and look at the TV and look at Scared Monkeys and try to pick a topic or something that's on my mind for the commentary for the next day. Well, I see reports that the Democrats are talking about bringing back the Fairness Doctrine, and of course we have all the angst that comes from the Anthony case. Poor little Kaylee. She's resting in peace, and I do agree with her grandmother. She has angel's wings on now and is looking after other young children across the world. But I wanted to share with you a story of my own. On Thursday night, the telephone rings, and, you know, being a police officer for as long as I have been, 26 years in public service all my life, I'm used to getting bad news on the phone. When I pick up the phone and I hear a voice, a very upset voice, a voice that's crying, telling me to come home, Dad is sick, I hear my mother, I felt that feeling that we all feel, like you've been hit in the stomach and you can't catch your breath. My father, 73, who hadn't been feeling well for some time, has been suffering from numerous ailments, and because he's stubborn and a little bit crusty and a cop himself for over 38 years, decided that he could probably nurse himself at home better than being in the hospital. None of us like being in the hospital. So I jumped in my vehicle and drove home, because when Mom says come home, Dad's not well, you want to get there. I drove 180 miles in the snow and the ice to get home and walk into the house to see my dad, and it took my breath away. I hadn't seen him since Christmas. He had lost a lot of weight. He was very frail, out of breath, and it was time to get him into the hospital, to the emergency ward. As I'm driving to the emergency ward, from their home and to the hospital that the doctor wanted him taken was about an hour. We should have probably had him in an ambulance, but again, my father says, no, I'll go with you. So stupidly, I decided to drive him to the hospital on my own. We get to the hospital, and as I'm driving there, and as we're there, I'm thinking about the old times. I'm thinking about how I grew up and idolized my father. Idolized the fact that he was a policeman. You know, he taught me how to hunt and shoot and tie my shoes and ride a bike. And when times were tough, he was there to discipline. And when I needed a friend, he was there. And then I thought about when I was a teenager and sometimes how I didn't really care for some of his discipline and how I was against him. I sat by his bed, my father gravely ill, my mother very upset and inconsolable at times, thinking about these things and wondering what will we do if we lose him. Thank God the doctor who showed up was able to treat him, and now he's somewhat stable. He's not out of the woods yet, but he is more stable than he was, and I have to wonder if I didn't get to where he was and get him into the hospital right away, if I wouldn't be talking about his death rather than his life. I want you all to remember that we have fathers and mothers that bring us into this world, and we should never forget them. I hope mine continues on for a while longer. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.